What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast to help you ignite your action and reach your goals in far more than just health and wellness. Today, we'll be diving into the Advice to Our Past, Present, and Future Selves series. Part one, Advice to Our Younger Selves, High School Era. Now, if this episode resonates with you, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what stood out to you and any questions that you may have. As always, we are your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Ism Hadahat. Join us on this conversation. My man, what's up?
How have things been going with BT Strength and Wellness?
Yeah, it's coming together. You and I spoke about it just a little bit. Like, the process got accelerated a little bit. So we're just trying to get all the back end stuff going. But I essentially got the packages ready to go as far as like how I'll deliver the services. And right now we're just going to narrow down on personal training, semi-private training, and mobile training. So those would be like the three main offers. It'll be in Brookline. All the information's on the socials and site will be coming soon. So yeah, man, it's going. Exciting times.
Nice. Very cool. Love to hear that. Well, if you ever need some text message marketing, you know who to call.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're killing it over there. I know that your team's doing well. You're doing really well there too. So it's always great to see that.
Yeah. We're having fun. So
nice.
We need to break into the fitness industry now.
I know, right? You got me. Once things are going, I want to test that out. See how that goes.
There we go. And there's a lesson on closing, everybody. Boom.
Right. Ah.
No, but what we're actually here for today, things we would tell our younger selves. What's the first thing you would smack young Iz in the head about?
Dude, it's exciting to kind of go over this because I'm curious to see, even when we look back on this advice, and then obviously we'll have the different parts of the series. But to answer your question with this, I'd like to say experience more, and more specifically with that, expand your friend circle. I think for me, you know, it's kind of stereotypical, like, oh, I'm in the athlete circle and we're just hanging out with athletes. And I started branching off a little bit more after like junior year into senior year. And I wish I did it a little earlier because there were some really great people that I was able to be friends with, but it felt like such a short period of time. So I think my big advice to start would be that expand your friend circle, experience more.
Yeah, no, I get that for sure. I think it's interesting because I look at it from both sides of it, of where I don't really, like, aside from a couple people, I don't talk to a lot of people that from high school in general anymore. So it's also, I look at it through, don't they take things so seriously too? Like,
oh, that's good.
Something goes wrong in high school, or like you do something embarrassing, like it's like ruins your week or your month and you're still thinking about it. It's like some of the people you're never going to see again. But to your point, like expand, meet new people. I'm curious if this happened. So I saw this, Gary Vee brought it up. He said he wanted to write a book on it eventually, but it was like the last like 90 days or 60 days of high school.
I saw
where you're basically, everyone has their own friend groups. You know, there's like the athlete or group, the popular group, the whatever, right? All the different groups. And then like the last 90 or 60 days, everyone's best friends, but I haven't talked to you for 3 3/4 years. Did that happen at your high school?
Yeah. And I think that's what kind of sparks this, because I was like, oh, yep, my God, we're all friendly with each other. And I'll never forget, there was a few, you know how we, I don't know if you guys did, I'm assuming it's a tradition everywhere, but like signing everybody's yearbook, stuff like that. So there was one of my classmates, I feel so old saying that, one of my classmates wrote in mine something along the lines of, "Is, have a great summer. It was so great becoming friends with you." And she made a note. It said something like, "Before we even became friends, I felt like I was scared to talk to you, or you were like mean," something along the lines of that. And I'll never forget that, because it just made me think, you know, we're looked at certain ways, one, with our surroundings, and two, like, you never know when somebody's looking at you or seeing how you carry yourself. And it made me kind of feel bad at the moment. So I'm like, wow, I think for all this time I walked around like a standoffish athlete, and it's like, I'd like to say a pretty friendly person. And ever since then, I just always, I don't know, always remember that. So I guess, yeah, to answer your point, I feel like everybody was super close. And then when I got that thing written on my yearbook, it just kind of changed perspective for me a bunch. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we all like try to act a certain way at that point in our life to like, I don't know, just like let your guard down and like be friends with more people would be a big thing. I would say one thing is like, and I think everyone says this when they talk about this, but like slow down and enjoy it more. Like I did a lot in high school where I feel like I had decent experiences that also like got me talking to people aside from just like the athlete. Like I ate lunch with all the other guys that played like sports as well, but I played baseball, I played football. I also did stage crew for the plays. So it was like, I got a good mix of people. So like, that was fun. That was nice to just like spread it out a little bit. But at the same time, like every time I look back, as much as like I loved college football and it was fun, nothing beats high school sports.
Oh yeah, not
like,
at all.
Nothing beats the feeling of high school sports. So like just going back and like enjoying that whole process, like I still remember like how you feel. And dude, now we really sound old, which I mean, you know what? We're allowed to because you might be at your 10-year.
I was literally going to say it's coming up.
10-year. next year is mine. So we're allowed to do this. We're allowed to reminisce once. But yeah, like, that stuff, just things I wish I didn't take for granted at the time. Like I miss playing baseball. I used to love it, all that. So I think just slow down, enjoy it more. And also, this is going to counter something I say later, but don't take things so seriously all the time either.
Yeah, no, those are so good, man. Like, again, what you said earlier, it's so easy to experience something that's a negative experience when you're in those high school era ages, and it feels like it is the complete end of the world. Like I've been through a major breakup in high school, and I felt like in the moment, hey, this is it. Like, what's going on? And then even you were talking about sports and stuff like that, when sports ended and certain clubs ended, I'm like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. Like at first I didn't know if I was going to play football again. I wasn't recruited out of high school. So that was a missing piece of, oh my God, my life is over. What do I do? Let me go deliver some pizza. And then even like the delivering pizza era, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be my only job. And if I can go back, I'd look myself in the face. I'd probably pull myself close, be like, what are you doing, man? Like, just enjoy this. You're delivering pizza. It's okay. It's going to be okay. You have so much time.
Take a bite out of each pie and deliver it.
Yeah, just no, but it really does. Like, I like that you brought up, don't take things so serious. Because I feel like that if you do that a bunch in high school, and for anybody who's our younger crowd listening to this, it's just going to carry on to your future life. Like we give that advice now, like don't take life so serious now. I mean, we're always going to feel like that. There's so many things happening to us at once.
Ready for me to contradict ourselves?
Yeah, please.
And when I wrote these down as my notes preparing for this, I was like, this contradicts, but like it works. So I'm going to stick with it because I would tell myself this, but it's take the right thing seriously and work really hard at them and just don't settle. Because I think back to, like, I think it's because I did so many different things, but I didn't really, like, intensively train for football in the off season, like, aside from, like, mandatory workouts and stuff. But all of our spring workouts, I was playing baseball, so I never, like, did any of that. I played baseball in the summer, basically right up until our, like, training camp started for high school sports. And the first time I really focused in was after I graduated and I was getting ready for freshman year at Misericordia. Part of me wishes that I took that process more seriously in the years leading up, because I feel like it would have given me a better foundation, like going in those first 2 years, if I had taken that part of it more seriously. But like at the time I was naturally athletic. Like it just kind of was the thing of, I was more athletic than a lot of the people that we were playing against and stuff like that. So I never really like had that drive to be like, I need to get better. But then the second you get to college sports, even we played Division III, that's not even the top level of college sports. Everyone is already that level or higher. So you have to work your ass off to get to that point of being able to like really excel. So that would be like the one thing that I go back on of like taking the right thing serious. This doesn't necessarily apply to me, but the other thing would be like relationships. But me and Megan have been together since sophomore year of high school. So I think I did a good job of taking that one serious.
No, just for sure. The relationship stuff is nice, and it like because it's good to see relationships like that. Like my high school coach was the same way. Like he's still with this high school sweetheart. They have kids and a family. Like they've been married for all this time. It's really great to see. But I love your take on the sports because, you know, I'm thinking about it as far as the sports performance coaching side of things. There's just been a huge debate, I feel like, for almost ever. It's more recent-ish that, hey, you should really just take serious one sport. But then other coaches would be like, hey, you're missing out on an experience. And hey, this sport can aid the other sport. So, you know, it definitely goes in different viewpoints, but it's definitely great to have that conversation. Like I know personally, I experienced the two sides to an extreme where I was a track athlete all of high school, essentially. But my sophomore year, I quit the team so I can just commit to football. Track coach hated it. He was going to kill us because it was me and like two other guys. And we purposely were like, yeah, we're going to do this so we can just train for football. Only me and another guy took it serious. Another stopped completely, like training and stuff like that. And then it turned out we came back to do track our junior and senior year of high school. And it felt tough to just be like, hey, we're back. I hope you take us back on the team. So I seen their experience, I should say, the extremes of both. Hey, I took football serious as my one sport. And then on the flip side, I did multiple sports. So yeah, definitely live and learn.
Yeah, that's, I feel like for me, when I look back, it's like the training in between like football and baseball, I wish I took more seriously. I did play basketball freshman year, and then I was just completely out on that because I don't know. It was fun in grade school, but once I got to high school, I just couldn't do it. We did like a co-ed thing at our CYC. It was literally my grade school team just kept it going at the CYC against other people. And it was just fun because we could screw around and have fun. So like that's nice. One thing I was really glad I did was I liked the sport, but not enough to take it like super serious. So I got that off. And yeah, so that part was a lot of fun.
Wait, what would you say on the... Yeah. No, I was going to say, what do you think on the education side of things? Like, is there what kind of advice you got there? Cause that one's
to get yourself in. I feel like I could have done better, but at the same time I did well enough to be where I am today. I feel like there's probably some people where if they look back and like they had like the 4.0 GPA, maybe they'd say they wish they did more things. And then maybe would say the same thing of like, they wish that they did the exact same thing they did. For me, I don't think there's a ton of like regret with how all that worked out. Cause ended up at Misericordia, really solid school, did fine there and have had a solid career post Misericordia. Not to get too far into like the future episodes we're going to go into, but like, I wouldn't do anything different, to be honest. I think I had a good balance of enjoying what I was doing and doing enough in my studies to where I was still able to get into college.
Yeah, so, no, I agree with that. I think my only feedback, because it's, or yeah, to the theme, my advice to myself is don't shy away from tutoring earlier on. Like I struggled with a few subjects like chemistry and it was like algebra at a certain point. And I wish I got and asked for help earlier on, because once I did, I wasn't so bad at these subjects. Chemistry, I was never good at, but that's a subject for, I guess, another time. But again, I'll connect that to my like experience more advice, because the subjects I wasn't so great on, even if it maybe affected my overall grades just a little bit, I had so many different clubs and things like that to help my high school transcript look good for colleges. So that would be my advice, is essentially, you said it too, just stay well balanced with your things that you do, have your enjoyment, and that'll help you build your transcript, essentially.
I feel like I had an okay balance of this, but like learning more real world skills. It's hard to know this when you're in high school. You think you're being taught the real world skills.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anything I learned in high school education wise besides like basic math, which we weren't learning basic math in high school. So it's kind of irrelevant, that I use on a day to day basis. And that's no shot at that. Like that's the system. That's how it works. But like, I think what serves me the best now is stuff I've learned either outside of it with like just things my parents taught me, but also the one job that I had in high school was I worked at a church, and I basically like, I opened up, I set things up for the masses. I would redo things in between. And basically the whole job, besides like 20 to 30 minutes in between of setting things up, unlocking, locking things, was mostly like talking to the people that came in and out. So I got really good at communicating with people and having people skills, actually caring about people. And that part of it, I feel like translates over now to my career of the way I like work with my clients and prospects is I care about their problems. I try to fix their problems with our solution. And like, I'm very detailed in it. So it's like those things transferred over so well for me that I wish I doubled down on more things like that, that would transfer over. But the problem is when you're in high school, you only know what you're being taught at the end of the day. You don't know what a real world skill is because you're not out there. You're not doing it. But that's like more focus there would be where I would like tell myself if I could.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, I think it's, hey, experience more. Do you enjoy, if you find a job, do you enjoy it? I was similar way. I enjoyed being a waiter and you and I did it in college a bit. And it's translated in time management and patience and being able to think on the fly and other aspects like that. So you never really know how things will translate over time.
Yeah, that was an awesome. We'll talk about that more in the next.
Oh yeah, episode. That's a good point. Awesome. We'll save that for the college one. Yeah,
that might need its own episode. Just going through stories from that place.
The lessons and stories of
there'll be of no that lessons. Place. I don't know if there'll be any lessons, but there'll be good stories, good laughs. Let's see. What else you got? You got anything else on your list?
Let me see. Scrolling and looking. No, it's just have fun. I mean, everybody, this is going to be such a cliche thing because I remember all coaches saying and teachers saying, and like, hey, this is going to be some of the best times of your life. You know, it could be, even if it's not, just try to find time to enjoy it because it's so easy to, in the moments when things are hard, to think, hey, this is the worst time of my life. And again, it's easy for us to look back and or give advice now and say like, hey, things are going to get better if they aren't. But things will at the end of the day. Try to find the enjoyment there too. Those years are meant to have some sort of fun.
That might be the most frustrating thing is all the things that people said, like you shouldn't be wishing to be like an adult, like enjoy this while you can, blah, blah, blah. I wish I took that seriously.
Yeah.
Because they were right. But you hate to admit it. Not that like things aren't great now, but like just looking back, there's no real responsibility. Like if you really think about it, like you might have some minor responsibilities, but nothing like there's no other time in your life that you're going to be that like free to do what you want type of thing. So,
well, it just made me think too, like the advice would just be, hey, your problems right now aren't going to be something that affects you a year, 2 years, 3 years plus from now.
Yeah. I think we could say that about us. Maybe not everybody.
Yeah, true. Okay. So, good point.
Don't take it too far. That'll be the disclaimer on that. But yes. Most choices.
Yeah.
With a few caveats, but all right. I think that brings us to an end of today's episode of Action Ignited. So thank you for tuning in for the first in a maybe 3-part series. We'll see. It might be a few more, it won't be less, but it might be a few more. We'll see how it goes. But if you haven't already and you're new to the podcast, go ahead and subscribe, share it with a friend. If you're coming back for another time and you haven't left a review, please do that on Apple Podcasts. It helps us out tremendously. What we're putting out there, if you're liking what we're doing, also feel free to throw a question in that review, or you can hit us up on our social media at Action Ignited or in the email. It's a new email in the show description, so go check it out. And with that, take some time, reflect on your journey, what you would tell your younger self, maybe what you'd tell your future self. And until next time, stay ignited.